A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
G'day everybody, Aaron Noonan here, Repco Supercars Weekly. Great to have you along as we chat about the latest goings-on in the Repco Supercars Championship. Before I get into that though, this year marks the 100th anniversary of Repco. They're driven by passion, and so are we. Visit the garage now online at garage.repco.com.au. Well, the Gold Coast 500, what a belter of an event, quite literally in the end on the Sunday. That big shunt at the Beach Chicane certainly putting some teams back in terms of what they're going to have to spend time and money-wise to get their cars ready for the last round of the championship. First weekend of December, the Vale Adelaide 500. It's going to be plenty of midnight oil for some of those teams, but we expect them to be good to go for that final race. Bit of news going around. Lots of material on the v8sleuth.com.au website to keep you reading. This is just a snapshot. You can get the full stories on the website today and for the rest of the week and the week after that and the week after that. Team 18, they're on the radar today. They've actually told us that they are going to put together their own Gen 3 Camaros. Originally, the plan was that they were going to get turnkey 888 Camaros, but they're now going to bolt them together themselves here in their Melbourne workshop. Bruin Beasley, team manager, spoke to our own Conor O'Brien, and that story's on the website now. You can read further details there. Now, Premier Racing's confirmed James Golding has re-signed for 2023. He and Tim Slade set to become teammates next year. Still no confirmation just yet either on which way that team goes for Adelaide, whether James runs his repaired Subway Commodore that was crashed on the Gold Coast or moves into the Pete Shibris-owned 888 Spare, which was last seen as the Super Cheap Auto wildcard at Bathurst for Craig Lowndes and Declan Fraser. Now, Cam Hill, last year's Porsche Carrera Cup champion and Super 2 driver, he looks said to be confirmed as Matt Stone Racing's new signing to join Jack LeBrock for the team for 2023. If you don't know much about Cam Hill, jump on the website. We've got a great piece that Connor's put together to give you the insight on who he is, where he's been, and what he might do in next year's championship. Zach Brown, co-owner of the Walkinshaw Andretti United team, as many of our listeners know, has an amazing collection of racing cars, and he's added to them because he's been revealed as the buyer of the Nigel Mansell 1993 IndyCar, which Gold Coast winning Lola, in fact, that was part of the Newman Haas auction on the weekend. What a cool bunch of cars that were up for grabs there. Over $10 million Australian spent and bidded on cars and memorabilia at the auction. It was truly something pretty impressive. Would have been pretty cool to have one of those cars in the collection, but Zach's added the Nigel car, which of course meant that Nigel was, for a time, the reigning Formula One world champion and IndyCar world champion at the same time, because the Formula One crown hadn't been decided for 93 in favour of Alan Prost until after Nigel had become the IndyCar titleist. Now, here's another little one too. Did Jim Richards call you a pack of you-know-whats at Bathurst in 1992? Yes? No? Maybe? Well, you can celebrate the 30th anniversary of what I reckon is the most famous Bathurst podium speech in history with a limited-release stubby holder. Now, the link's in the show notes to this episode. They're rippers. You can get yourself one of those now from our V8 Sleuth Superstore. They were part of the recent Gibson Motorsport reunion in Melbourne with a celebration bitter, I guess you would call it. They're really cool. Have a look. Grab one because they will go really fast. They're a bit of fun and the perfect thing to put a cool can into for summer, which is on the way. So jump on there and have a look. Check it out. Of course, the V8 Sleuth Superstore is also the place to head to get yourself pre-ordered on your model cars. A range of the manufacturers have announced their Bathurst 1000 and Darwin Indigenous liveried cars. We're taking pre-orders for those now. Jump on the website, get yours in so you do not miss out. Of course, as I mentioned before, all those stories I mentioned earlier are on the V8 Sleuth website. Head there now, v8sleuth.com.au. And speaking of the website, a big thank you to our V8 Sleuth family. We've just come off the back of October, our biggest ever month on the website. More users, more page views, more stories than ever before. Thank you very much for following what we do. The editor, Conor O'Brien, has been with us for, well, just over 3 months now, and the team that has been supporting him with content has done an amazing job. So well done all, and thank you to the Sleuth faithful who continue to allow us to build and grow. It's really cool. Thank you very much. On this day, It's November the 3rd today, and there's some birthdays, in fact, to mark. Dick Johnson Racing endurance driver Alex Davison turns 43. Former toll driver Anthony Tratt turns 57. And 2011 Fujitsu Series, or Super 2 as it is now, champion Andrew Thompson turns 35. Also on this day, the supercars raced in Abu Dhabi in 2012, supporting the Formula One Grand Prix there. Two short, sharp races on the Saturday, both won by Jamie Whincup on this day 10 years ago. Also on this day, 15 years ago, the 2007 Desert 400 in Bahrain was completed. The win shared between Ford drivers Mark Winterbottom and Craig Lowndes. Frosty winning the round overall in an all-four top four. Frosty, James Courtney, Stephen Johnson and Will Davison rounding out the top four for the round in 07 in Bahrain. Now next week, a huge week for the Motorsport Podcast Network. Castrol Motorsport News Podcast is back on Tuesday with AVL and Stefan. And on Wednesday next week, the next episode of the V8 Sleuth Podcast powered by Repco is the first of a two-parter with Steve Ellery. We cover lots of ground. His early years in racing, growing his own V8 supercar team, and much, much more. And he opens up about a range of topics that no one has asked him about until now. Anyway, that's me done. Repco Supercars Weekly is in the books for another week. Have a great Friday, have a great weekend, and we'll chat to you next week.